大家早。
Good morning, everybody.
在主里向你们问候。
Do you want to say hi to everybody?
很高兴看到大家来到主的殿中敬拜。
Welcome, everybody, come to worship the Lord this morning.
上次我讲到，我用以弗所书第四章讲到那个四个字的时候。
And the last time we talked about Ephesians chapter 4, we used the four words.
讲完之后呢，天来告诉我。
And then later, Tim told me.
他说：“培生，我内容太多了。”
And the Timothy told me there was too much information.
啊，你讲的太快了。
And you are speaking too fast.
那为了回应他的这个要求呢
？So I want to respond to his request.
我把其中一个“连”这个字哈拿出来，连于元首基督。
And so I'm taking one word out, abiding in Christ or connect in Christ.
要把它分着更详细的来讲。
So I'm going to talk about more in details.
所以希望大家在连的这件事与主耶稣联合在一起这件事情上
So you're abiding in Christ
有更深刻的认识
So we have more knowledge in understanding it
好那我选的经文来自约翰福音第十五章一到十节
And this morning we're going to read John chapter 15, 1 to 10
这里呢特别讲到我们怎么跟耶稣连接在一起
How we can abide in him
好我们来一节一节的读好那这次呢我也把一些字用不同的颜色标出来
And this time I have a color in different words.
希望大家看到这个这一段经文中最几个最重要的字眼。
So if you see those important words,
然后你就可以从这些字眼中看到它的主题。
And you can see the theme.
好，我读中文，然后 Bianca 帮我读英文哈。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I'm the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes away.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净。
And every branch that bears fruits, that he purges.
使自己结果子更多。
He may bring forth more fruit.
所以在这节经文里面看到结果子这个字出现了三次。
And the bearing fruits has appeared three times.
然后修理干净。
And then prunes.
好，第三节，现在你们因我讲给你的道已经干净了。
Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
你们要尝。或是要你要住在我里面
Abiding in me
我也住在你们里面
And I in you
枝子若不藏在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子
As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine
你们若不住在我里面也是这样
If you do not you more can you expect you abide in me
所以在这里这个道还有干净跟前面修理干净我们看到了哈
And so we can see the words and the prunes
那再一次我们看到结果子
And so bearing fruits
那住在我里面这个字就出现了
Abide in me that has appeared
好第五节我是葡萄树你们是枝子
I'm the vine you are the branches
藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面
He that abides in me then I'm in him
这人就多结果子
The some bring forth much fruit
因为离了我你们就不能做什么
But without me you can do nothing
好这边第一节说我是葡萄树我父是栽培的人
And here talk about I'm the vine and then he's the gardener
然后上帝是栽培的人
And God is the one who's
那这边第三个人出现了我是葡萄树你们是枝子
And talk about I'm the vine you are the branches
所以在这个比喻当中呢
And so in this illustration
我们看到三个非常重要的角色
And there are three very important roles
主耶稣自己
Jesus himself
上帝
And God
还有我们
And us
好那他们三个我们三个都有不同的位置在这里面
And there are different positions in, this, in the, those roles
第六节人若不藏在我里面
And if a man abide not in me
就像枝子丢在外面枯干
And he Sorry verse 4 He is cast forth as a branch
人拾起来扔在火里烧了
And it's weather And man gather him and cast him into the fire
好这边结果子又出现了好第七节你们若藏在我里面我的话也藏在你们里面
If you abide in me and my words abide in you
凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就
And you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you
所以前面提到道这边又提到我的话
And talk about his words
第八节你们多结果子我父就因此得荣耀
And in my father glorify that you bear much fruit
你们也就是我的门徒
So shall you be my disciples
所以就提到不但要结果子而且要多结果子
And talk about not only bear fruits and bear much fruits
好第九节我爱你们正如父爱我一样
As the father has loved me so have I loved you
你们要常在我的爱里
Continue you in my love
你们若遵守我的命令
If you keep my commandments,
就常在我的爱里。
You shall abide in my love.
正如我遵守了我父的命令。
Even as I have kept my father's commandments,
常在他的爱里。
And abide in his love.
好，所以我们可以回头看哈，一个重要的字眼，结果子是不是一个？
So let's go back. There are a few important words. First one is bear fruits.
结果子总共出现了六次。
And bear fruit has appeared 6 times.
所以这里我们看到上帝非常希望我们能够结出好的果子。
We know God wants to bear good fruits.
但是在结果子的过程当中，有几件非常重要的事情。
But in the process, there are very few very important things.
第一个就是他要把这个枝子修理干净。
And first of all, is pruning those branches.
第二个要提到我们要常常住在耶稣的里面。
And second is abiding in Jesus Christ.
住在他的话里面
abiding his words
还有住在他的爱里面
abiding his love
好，那这就是约翰福音15章1-10节我想提到的三个主题
and those are the 3 themes I'm going to talk about today
好，我们看在这幅图画哈，在这边我提到我们有三个很重要的角色葡萄树本身真葡萄树耶稣说是他自己
and Jesus talked about he is a true vine
然后在这个图画里面看不到的一个存在呢就是上帝自己
and you don't see it, that it's God himself
上帝是那个原主
and God is the gardener and the gatekeeper
他是也是栽培的人
and he's the owner and the caretaker
枝子就是我们
and branches are us
好有许多的枝子在这个葡萄树上
and we are the branches
好那么葡萄树枝子唯一的目的就是结果子
the only purpose for the branches to bear fruit
它没有其他的目的
There's no other purpose.
好，唯一葡萄树的枝子的目的就是结果子
It's to bear fruits.
那它结果子唯一的途径呢就是连接在这个葡萄树上
The only way that you can bear fruit is to connect itself with the grapevines.
那生命流通的连接呢
And the branches, our life connect with the life of the grapevine.
生命流通的连接使结果子成为生长自然的现象
It became a natural phenomenon to bear fruits.
好，第三，耶稣借用葡萄树与枝子的关系
And Jesus used the relationship of the grapevine and its branches.
说明我们和他生命连接流通的时候，自然会产生的结果。
And to illustrate our lives connect with him, we will naturally bear fruit.
当生命流通多结果子，就显明我们是他的门徒，父也因此得荣耀。
When we bear fruit, we prove that we are his disciple and the Father is glorified.
好，所以让生命流通结果三个住在基督里呢，第一就是住在上帝的修剪当中。
So abiding bear much fruit, the first one is abiding God's pruning.
第二个就要住在上帝的话语当中
Abide in God's word
第三就是住在上帝的爱中
Abide in God's love
那今天呢我只跟他讲第一点住在上帝的修剪中
And today we're going to talk about abiding in God's pruning
然后下面两次我会跟他讲住在上帝的话语中还有住在上帝的爱中
And next 2 times we'll talk about abiding in God's word and abiding in God's love
这个很非常英俊的男生呢
And you see this handsome man up there
恰好是我的丈夫
He happened to be my husband
我们在2015年10月底搬到这边以后
，and 2015, October 2015, we moved to this area.
我们就被这里许多葡萄园那个美丽的景致吸引到了。
We were very attracted to the wineries.
好，特别是我们来教会是走227这条山路。
So especially we have to pass by 227.
那227这条山路一路上就是好多的葡萄园。
There's a lot of wineries.
有一天呢，我跟我先就决定，我们要实地去勘察这个葡萄园。
So one day we decided to go visit.
我们就开到那个 Etna Valley.
So we went to the Etna Valley Winery.
有的人去过那个地方 ，Etna Valley， 从 Bittle Ranch Road 进去。
The Bittle Ranch, you go to Etna Valley on 227.
才四个人呐、啊！你们虽然假如不喝酒的话，有机会去看一看啊，那边真的很美丽。
And even you don't drink that, you drink wines, but it's still good to visit.
假如你去过这 Etna Valley 的 vineyard 的话
，If you have a visit Etna Valley，
你一走到他们那个宽敞的大厅
，And once you go to the big wide hall，
它对着葡萄园是一大片的这个镜子。玻璃哈，玻璃。
It is there's a huge glass that you can see the winery.
Yeah, 你往外看的时候，就看到整个葡萄园的景观，很美很美。
It's beautiful to see those wineries.
但是那个时候收成的季节已经过了。
But at the time the harvest is already over.
我们照这张照片的时候，那葡萄都没了。
And when we took the picture, all the grapes are gone.
就留下这张很好的照片哈。
So we just left that picture.
那过了一阵子呢，我们继续从227开到教会来的时候
，And then later on we drive past 227.
哎，就看到这些葡萄藤呢，都是光秃秃的一片。
And so all of a sudden, all the vines and branches were gone.
这个葡萄枝都被剪掉了。
All the branches were pruned.
好，只剩下它最基本最基本的一些树干。
And there's only the, some of the basic trunk.
还有一些比较粗厚的分枝。
And just some of the thick branch.
那时候我非常讶异，好。
So I was pretty amazed.
我说工人怎么把枝子剪得这么厉害啊
？And why the workers prune all those branches?
好，觉得好，他剪的时候不会觉得很疼吗
？And when he was pruning, didn't he think that was a painful to even
而且剪得非常非常彻底啊
！And was very thorough.
会不会觉得很可惜啦
？And so it was like maybe too much waste.
后来我上网查一下，好修剪葡萄的过程。
And then later I start googling about the process of the pruning.
我才明白修剪葡萄藤与它结果子之间的关系。
And then I find a relationship between pruning and bearing fruit.
好，为什么要修剪葡萄枝呢
？And why do you want to prune the branches?
如果不修剪葡萄枝啊
？If you don't prune the those branches.
这个散漫的葡萄枝跟葡萄串会过度的生长
and the cluster of the grapes will overgrow
而这些散漫的葡萄枝怎么样就没有办法支撑也结不出最优等的葡萄
and those branches will not be support the best grapes
以后好的枝子也没有办法适当的生长
and even those branches will not adequately grow
所以修剪的目的呢
the purpose of pruning
大家听清楚了哈
so listen carefully
是最高程度收获最高品质的葡萄。
The purpose of pruning is to obtain maximum yield of a high quality grapes and allow adequate vegetative growth.
使园主有一个很好的收成。
And so we'll have the best harvest.
而且预备下一季葡萄藤的生长。
And it's also to prepare for next season.
需要知道好园主请的工人种这个葡萄园，他有他的目的。
So those the owner and hire those workers to prune those branches has a special purpose for it.
他要最高的效益。
And they want to have the highest quality and maximum the harvest.
他要最高的收获。
And the maximum the harvest.
而且产生最好的葡萄。
And the best quality grapes.
而修剪这个葡萄枝有多次的过程。
And there is a multiple process of pruning.
所以今天呢，我就要按这个主题来讲哈。
So today I'm going to talk about around this topic.
从葡萄枝的修剪
，start with the pruning，
看上帝对我们生命的修剪
，and to look what God's pruning in our lives，
目的就是使我们多结果子
，the purpose is to bear fruit，
而且结出品质好的果子
，and to bear good quality of fruit。
好，这是收成季节后的修剪哈。
And if you look at it, that is the after the harvest, the pruning process。
它修剪得非常非常彻底
，and it was very very thorough。
如果不把旧的剪去呢，新的就不能够长出来。
If we don't cut off the old, the new one will not grow.
那上帝对我们的第一次修剪非常非常明显的就是。
And the first time the God's pruning is very obvious.
就是要我们脱下旧的。
And the first one is to take off the old.
脱下旧的好让新的可以生长。
So the new will come, start to grow.
好，在罗马书六章六节告诉我们，因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him,
使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So the body of sin might be destroyed, that hence we shall not serve him, serve sin.
以弗所书四章说，我们要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
And so you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man.
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
这两节经文告诉我们，我们本来身上就是一个旧人。
And we were have is old self who practices some of the bad behaviors.
就像 Pastor Dale 说，我们以前的身体是当作器具献给罪恶做事情。
And we use our body to give to the sin.
但上帝想我们现在把这个旧的脱下
and God now wants to take off the old
脱下旧的才可以穿上新的
so can wear the new
好那另外哥罗西书三章说不要彼此说谎
and Colossians 3 chapter 3 said lie not to one another
因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为
see that you might have put off the old man with his deeds
穿上了新人
and to put on the new
这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Which renew the knowledge after the image of him that created him.
要脱下旧的，才能换上新的。
Take off the old and put the new.
那脱下旧的不是那么简单哈。
And taking off the old is not that easy.
因为跟我们的习惯很有关系。
And it has to do with our habits.
有的人情愿穿旧衣，不喜欢穿新衣。
A lot of people would rather to wear old clothes than new clothes.
但是在讲到旧人跟新人之间。
And when we talk about between the old and new.
耶稣要我们看到新人的美好，而心甘情愿把旧人给脱下去。
And God wants us to see, we wanted to put the new one voluntarily.
好，耶稣曾经也提醒我们。
And God has reminded us.
他说新酒不能放在旧皮袋里。
And the new wine you cannot put in the old bag.
因为新酒一发怎么样就把旧皮袋给撑破了。
And so when the new wine starts to have fermentation, that will burst the old bag.
所以新旧不能配合。
And so old and new cannot mix together.
那新衣服套在旧衣服上也不相配。
And so when you put new clothes on the old clothes, it does not match.
穿的也不舒服。
And then you're uncomfortable as well.
所以新生命跟旧生命混在一起是相当痛苦的一件事情。
It's very painful to mix the old and new life.
它不但不相配，也充满了挣扎。
And so besides, they don't match, and also you're going to struggle a lot.
我不晓得各位有没有这个心理的挣扎哈，我想你一定经验过。
I'm sure you have have this kind of struggle in your life.
你知道你成为基督徒了，你要学习耶稣有新的样式。
And when you became a Christian, you know you need to have a new image of Christ.
但有很旧的行为。
But then you also have an old behavior.
旧的私欲。
And the old
selfish desire.
Selfish, yeah.
还在那边跟你交战。
And still are fighting with each other.
所以我们想想看哈，我们还有什么明显的旧的需要脱下
？And there's some kind of old. What kind of old that we need to take it off?
刚刚读的经文提到所谓的行为的旧人
and we'll talk about some of the conduct and the old behaviors.
我们晓得第一次的修剪是非常明显的
and some of them are very, very obvious.
而且是非常外在的看得见的
and some people can see it outwardly.
我想到一些行为的旧人的例子
and let me give you some examples.
好像作弊
and cheating.
我以前在教会好辅导青年的时候非常讶异地听到一件事情
and when I was counseling young people, I was very surprised to hear one thing.
有一个年轻人说：“哦，你做那没有关系吗？没有人知道。”
And so you cheat, nobody knows.
我那时候就想说：“哎，你说人不知道，然后上帝也不知道吗？”
If you know, people don't know, don't you think that God knows?
所以他们还是继续作弊。
But however, they continue to cheat.
就有一次
，and one time,
很不好的事情发生了。
Something happened.
这两个女孩呢，到这个 mall 里去 shopping.
And two girls went shopping in the mall.
他们就被抓了。
They were caught.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们顺手牵羊。
And because they were stealing。
那你知道店里现在都装了这个录视像哈
？And right now there is a hidden camera there。
对，所以他们就被照到。
So they were caught。
所以被抓的时候，妈妈来找我说，他们很不好意思。
And so the mother came and said two daughters are very embarrassed。
因为他们要被罚做这个 community service。
So they were punished to do community service。
所以我们信主之后呢，一个旧人要脱下，就是不要以为上帝看不见。
And don't think that God does not see it.
好，作弊是其中之一了。
And cheating just one of them.
贿赂啦，攀比啦，欺骗啦，说谎啦。
Bribery and the competitiveness and the deceitfulness.
偷窃啦，说长论短啦。
And stealing, gossiping.
还有懒惰啦。
And laziness.
好，还有就是不好的习惯，好像染上吸毒。
And so drug addiction.
还有过度的玩电脑、玩手机。
Excessive using computer and phones.
其他什么都不管。
And so ignore everything else.
把自己生活上的责任都不管。
And then ignore your responsibilities.
这些都是你的旧人。
And those are the old self.
我们自己想想看，我的旧人有哪些？你要回想啊，有哪些曾经被上帝给剪掉
？And just think about what kind of the old things that God has pruned.
假如你没有任何这样的经验的话
If you have not had those experience
那表示你还没有真正碰触到新生命对你的要求
And you have not met the requirement of the new life
刚刚的经文也提到 有所谓的被私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的
And also you talk about corrupt by its deceitful desires
我可以想到最大的就是我们的自私
And I can think about the selfishness
还有自利
And
自利Benefiting yourself.
Benefit yourself.
好像有我们自私的话呢，我们很容易有意的去占他人的便宜。
We like to take advantage of others.
好，也因为自我保护有好胜。
And because of self-protection and also competitiveness.
还有嫉妒。
And the jealousy.
还有尊敬。
And to compete with others.
你们有没有感觉到你里面的一些自私的情欲哈被上帝在修剪
？And do you see there's a selfishness that desire that God's pruning it?
假如你没有感觉到你有这个过程的话
，If you ever have not experienced this process，
你必须回去看看你的人生。
You need to go back your life，
因为真的神要把这些修剪掉。
God need to prune those old behaviors，
是非常明显的修剪。
And it's a very obvious pruning，
因为假如你这些继续存在一个基督徒身上的话
，If you continue to have in you，
那个这个新生命跟这个旧生命是不相配的。
And they do, the old and new will not match.
所以我们好好去思想。
We need to think about it.
我在行为上，还有我的私欲上，有哪些还是继续需要被上帝修剪的？
And some of my old self and some of the behavior, what is the area that God needs to prune?
这才是第一层次的修剪。
And this is the first layer pruning.
好，我们都是这个陶匠手中的泥土哈。
And we are the clay of clay of the potter.
你要知道，上帝是我们的拥有者。
And he is all we are. He owns us.
他要在我们身上看到最大效益的收获跟最大效益的品质。
He wants to see the maximum benefit from his work.
所以他一定要挠，一定要捏我们。
So he needs to mold us and to just continue mold us.
要帮我们打碎哈。
And sometimes even break us.
我知道曹妈妈很喜欢做面食哈。
I know 曹妈妈 love to do the some of the pasta noodles type of things.
Jackie 也很喜欢做面食哈。
And Jackie is same way.
做面食的第一个过程是什么
？What's the first process when you are making any kind of noodles?
就是用水和面，对不对
？The first one is to mix with water.
把面调和。
And then mix with the flour.
但是你能做东西之前还要怎么一个过程呢
？And next step is that what?
要揉，要擀，要
you have to mold 对不对 and, you know, use the
要揉好几次啊
and take several, times.
这面团以后才可以用来做你要的面食
and so that can, make a really good noodles.
所以呢我们在上帝的手中也是这样
and we are the same way in God's hands.
神要先把我们打碎
and sometimes I can kind of break us first.
然后再把我们揉啊捏啊
and then so mold us.
把我们变成他可以用的一个这个基本的这个形状。
And so he mold us to the shape that what he wanted.
这是我们成长必经的过程。
And this is the growing process.
所以大家要让神来揉我，让神来捏我。
We need to let God to mold us.
神把我们打碎之后
，to after breaking us，
不把我们留在这个支离破碎的境地。
And not only leave us in a fragment.
他要再把你组合起来。
And we'll combine you again.
把你变成他可以用来的一个器皿
，and to use become he can use as a vessel.
所以第一个修剪的过程是非常激烈的哈。
And so the first process is very extreme,
非常明显的。
It's very obvious.
所以大家要留意被上帝来修剪。
So we need to willing to let God to prune us.
好，在葡萄枝长成之后，开始新芽发现出来的时候呢
？After the new shoots,
他要去芜存青。
And then God will need to prune some of the new shoots and the branches.
你知道，我们种过水果树的也知道啊，也种过玫瑰花的也知道，有时候一个野枝子会出来，对不对
？And so if you have a fruits plant trees or sometimes the roses, you know some of the white branch will come out.
这野枝子出来的时候怎么？你要把它剪掉。
So you have to cut those prune those white branches.
因为它对你这个果树会对你这个花树呢是没有益处的。
It's not going to benefit to your fruit trees or your rose.
所以当葡萄枝开始发展生长的时候
，And so those new shoots coming out.
这个栽培人就要来修剪，把那些不必要的枝子给剪掉。
So the workers will need to prune some of those wide branches.
照样。
Therefore, then God also.
上帝也要进一步的修剪我们。
And God will continue to prune us.
要除去我们内心的杂质。
To get rid of the impurities.
这就是我们新生命在逐渐的变化。
And so we gradually change in the new life.
好，在希伯来书十二章说，因为主所爱的，他必管教。
In Hebrews 12, it says For whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
你是主所爱的吗
？Does God love you?
他会怎么样
？What will he do?
他会管教你。
He will discipline you or chasten you.
他的管教显明他是爱你的。
Because he loves you, so he chastens you.
那他管教我们有目的的。
And there's a purpose for it.
第九节说，我们曾有深深的父亲管教我们，我们尚且敬重他。
Furthermore, we have the fathers of our flesh.Which correct us?
何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗
？And shall we not much rather be in the subject unto the Father of spirits and live?
我们刚刚提到哈，上帝拥有我们。
And we know God owns us.
我们自己的父亲管教我们是为了我们好。
And our physical, biological father and discipline us for our own good.
更何况我们这个美善的天父来管教我们的时候。
So when we have our spiritual father want to correct us.
我们是不是要也顺服他，使我们得生命
？So we can also obey him to get even more life.
然后第十节说，深深的父是暂时随己意管教我们。
For the very for a few days chasten us.
我有万灵的父管教我们
，and after their own pleasure，
是要我们得益处
，and for our profit，
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So we might be partaker of his holiness.
所以你们这边看到神的管教啊，要我们与他的性情有份。
And has to do with his characters.
特别是他的圣洁上有份。
Especially has to do with the holiness.
然后十一节说，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐。
And now no chastening for the present seem to be joyous.
反觉得愁苦。
But grievous.
但后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Nevertheless, after that, he used the peaceful fruits of the righteous unto them which are exercised thereby.
这就是所谓一个成圣的过程。
And this is the sanctification process.
就像第一个被剪的过程。
And just talk about the first pruning.
有的时候是相当痛苦的。
And sometimes very, very painful.
相当难受的。
And it hurts.
充满挣扎的
and sometimes you feel of struggles.
神更细微的修剪
but then when God wants to prune us more in detail,
照样让我们感觉不舒服
and there are times it's very uncomfortable,
觉得愁苦
and sometimes it's painful.
但是经过之后呢
afterwards,
哎呀，你发觉你的生命在成长
and then you see you are growing,
你的生命在改变
and your life has been changing.
你就越来越有上帝喜悦你的形象
and then we'll be more like Jesus.
那我们内在确实有很大的问题。
And inside of us, there's a lot of issues.
每个人都有一个面临的问题，就是骄傲。
And we all have to face one thing, is a prideful.
不管你是总统。
It doesn't matter you're a president.
不管你是清洁工人。
Or you a cleaning person.
不管你住在城市。
It doesn't matter you live in the city.
不管你住在乡下。
Or in the rural area.
不管你是大人。
It doesn't matter you're adults.
或是小孩。
Or children.
每个人里面都有骄傲。
We all have a pride inside ourselves.
我们每个人都有自大。
And then sometimes we are very arrogant.
有时候我们有狂妄，也有叛逆。
And sometimes we are very rebellious.
这是我们里面的问题。
And this is our inside issues.
但这些是比较过分的一些事情。
And this is probably a little bit extreme.
但是反过来比较消极的呢，也有这些。
But on the contrary, there's some other issues as well.
好像自卑、胆怯。自贬屈从
and sometimes inferiority, self-deprecating, and try to be very submissive.
那这些也是不好的。
Those things are negative as well.
那除了这些过激或过弱的反应。
And so sometimes both extremes.
我们里面还有嫉妒、仇恨、恶性竞争、轻视、畏惧这些。
And inside where there's jealousy, hatred, and vicious competition.
所以我们常常会戴上一个面具
and very often we wear a mask.
不敢让人看到里面真正的我
we don't want other people to see the true self.
有的时候我们有不好的动机
and sometimes we have a wrong motivation.
有不纯正的动力
impure motivation.
我不晓得多少人喜欢看武侠小说
how many people like to see kung fu novels?
这个金庸的小说很有名的对不对你知道里面常常讲的一个故事就是说某某人杀了某某人对不对
and Jin Yong, there's one author called Jin Yong, he wrote this very familiar storyline, like someone who killed another person.
然后他的徒弟啦或者他的亲属啦就去练功
and so the person who died, and he's either his family or his pupil, and then to do more kung fu stuff.
对他要练功练到去跟一个很棒的这武侠人士练功好或者到深山里去这个把自己的身体锻炼得很精啊。
And so they will have the highest level of the kung fu.
他唯一的目的是什么
The only motivation.
他的动力是什么
What is the only motive?
就是报仇。
And it's to revenge.
你知道报仇仇恨给人很大的动力。
And the revenge actually gives people a lot of motivation.
但是这是上帝要我们来的动力吗
Is this what God wants us to have, that kind of motivation?
或许我们当中没有人喜欢报仇哈。
And maybe nobody likes to revenge.
我们没有冤仇要解决。
And we don't have any hatred or things.
但是我们里面有没有说，哎呀，我成长的环境非常不好，我将来要非常成功，让每个人都瞧得起我。
And so, do you ever grow up in a very not very good environment? But then when you're growing up, I'm going to be successful, so I want everybody to look at me, see how good I am.
那假如人家还是瞧不起你，觉得你这个无聊
，and your people still look down on you，
你是不是还是很痛苦
？and then you'll become still very painful。
有的人说好，我将来要赚大钱，挣大钱，让人家很瞧得起。
and you want people to look at you say because I make a lot of money。
好，那这也是一个很大的动力。
and this is also a very big motivation。
但是当你生意失败的时候，你是不是又落入一个很痛苦的深渊
？but if your business fail, then you will also fall into a very painful situation。
就是我们里面自我的问题还是没解决。
because we did not take care of the self issues。
那这些都是外表 戴上面具的我们。
And those are the masks that we want people to see.
好，不是我们的实际的自我。
But it's not our true self.
而信上帝最好的一件事情。
And that believing God, the one of the best things.
对我来说，也是我自己的经验。
And it's my own experience as well.
就是上帝给我们接纳，上帝给我们爱。
It's God's acceptance and His love to us.
所以你不再怀疑自己。
And so you don't have self doubt.
你也不再排斥自己，不再弃绝自己。
And you don't reject yourself.
好，所以。我们这里面的这个所有的情绪啊
，and all those inner emotions，
还有与生俱来里面的那个罪性啊
，and also the our natural sins，
上帝要不断的在修剪
，God will continue to，
上帝要不断的调整
，and so we'll continue to adjust，
使我们越来越有他的形象
，so we're more like him。
好，我们看看这幅图画哈
，let's look this picture。
这就是一个。陶匠塑造把泥捏好之后，他要做出他器皿的过程。
And this is the process of what the potter molding the clay.
这也是当上帝在我们里面修剪我们、调整我们的过程。
And that's the process of what God wanted to prune us and to change us.
他越调整的越好，越精致。
The more He does.
你看器皿的美是不是逐渐就出现出来
？And the beauty began to show.
你有没有感觉你这个人在主的里面是越来越美？
When you're in Christ, you become more and more beautiful.
上帝要你成为他所塑造有那个柔美的形象，再一次在你身上反射出来。
And God wants to build you up to have such a reflection of Himself.
所以要接受神的修剪。
And to accept God's pruning.
他的修剪虽然让我们痛苦。
And even though it may be painful.
但这痛苦不是长久的。
But this painful does not last.
这个痛苦是有目的的。
And there's a purpose for it.
好，就是。提摩太后书这句非常重要哈。
And second, Timothy chapter 2.
说人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
If a man therefore purge himself from these,
就必做贵重的器皿。
He shall be a vessel unto honor.
成为圣洁。
Sanctified.
合乎主用。
And meet the master's use.
预备行各样的善事。
And prepare unto every good work.
当我们的里面的动机被上帝来洁净。
And so our motivation needs to be purified by God.
当我们的品格被他来塑造。
Our character be built up by Him.
我们行出来就是和谐。
And then we will come out with peaceful.
我们行出来就是谦卑温柔。
And harmony and peaceful and gentleness.
我们行出来是美善。
And it's good.
这样才荣耀上帝。
And so we glorify God.
好，那么上帝怎么修剪我们呢？他用什么方法？
What's God's way and goal of purging us?
上帝常常用人
and very often through people
你觉得很讨厌的人
and people who you don't like
还用环境
and, your, and the, our circumstances
用我们的遭遇
and our experience
还有用我们的自我反省
and sometimes we have to reflect ourselves
来修剪我们
and to prune us
我听到一个牧师讲到
and one time one pastor said this
其实你觉得那些讨厌的人啊
and sometimes when the people you don't like
这些你觉得怎么搞的这些人啊
and what's wrong with those people
事实上，他们是比你可爱的人。
Sometimes those people are more beautiful and more charming than you.
假如你可以看到他们的可爱的话
，If you see the beauty of that person，
就表示你也变可爱了。
And now you become more
beautiful as well. 你不会用这个人这么讨厌这句话去形容这个人。
And you will not say, "Oh, how disgusting this person is" to describe that person.
那上帝修剪我们的目的是什么呢
？The purpose of pruning us.
让我们逐渐具备对上帝的真诚
，and so we have more sincerity,
信靠
，and to trust him.
我们有清洁
，and to be clean.
有信心，有爱心
，to have faith and love.
有盼望，有圣洁
，and hope and holiness.
有远见
，and to have vision.
有勇气
，and have courage.
有宽大
，and to be wide.
不计较得失
，and do not care about lose and win.
有这么多的品格
，and so many characters，
我们才可以多结果子
，and will bear more fruit。
这不是很美好的一件事
？Isn't that a wonderful thing？
所以我们要往这个终点来看
，and so we need to see the ending goal。
好，那么第三个过程哈，在修剪葡萄的过程当中呢，就是它要导引这个枝子
，and third process is guiding those branches。
枝子长出来之后呢，它可以随着自己的意思长。
And so when the branch grows, it grows its own way.
它特别是它强壮的时候呢，它可以按照自己的意愿生长。
Because when it's strong, it grows its own direction.
但是栽培人呢，会把枝子拉在一起。
And the worker will bring all the branches together.
顺着他设定的线条来
长。And then the worker will design what direction he wants the branches to grow.
所以上帝在修剪我们的过程当中，
and so when God's pruning us,
他要导引我们人生的方向，
He want to guide our direction as well.
不要我们又做这个又做那个，
so he does not want us to do this and do that.
到后来不是朝他的方向为他结出果实，
It's not toward his goal and not bearing fruits.
那我把这个叫做好修剪我的旁骛还有我的累赘，
and this is pruning of the entanglement, guiding toward the goal.
帮我导向上帝的目标，
and toDirect us to God's direction.
好，在提摩太后是说好，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身。
No man that wars entangle himself with the affairs of this life.
好，叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
That he may please him who can choose him to be a soldier.
那耶稣自己也说好，岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗
？And Jesus, why don't you know that I must be with about my father's business.
所以耶稣也非常清楚他来的目的，他的目标是什么。
And Jesus know what is his purpose come to earth.
脱去很多的缠累。
And to get rid of the entanglement.
一些浮华的事情。
And the things vanity.
一些虚无的事情。
Something empty.
过度的外物。
Excessive work affairs.
对名声的考虑。
A reputation.
把这些都脱掉。
And to get rid of them.
让我们去追求真正优先人生的实质。
To pursue the best quality of life.
我们想想看自己的人生，
and think about your life right now.
有哪些是你觉得最值得追求最宝贵的事情？
What is the most important thing that you're willing to pursue?
要朝着这个方向去追寻。
We need to toward that goal.
保罗说，我只有弟兄们，我不是以为自己得着了。
Brethren, this is one thing I do.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Forgetting those things which are behind.
向着标杆直跑。
And reaching forth into those things which are before.
要在神，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling God in Christ Jesus.
当我们多结果子的时候，
that when we bear fruits,
上帝就多得荣耀。
And then God will be glorified.
要记得我们有一个主人。
And remember, we have owner.
主人要我们朝着使他获得最大效益的目标前进。
An owner wants to go to the direction to have a maximum harvest.
而不是为了我自己的效益前进。
It's not for our own benefit.
而这个主人知道什么对你是最好的。
And the owner knows what is best for us.
好，我们看看我们自己的人生好。
And let's look at our life right now.
当我们想到我要朝什么目标前进的时候，我朝什么方向服事的时候。
If you think about what direction you want to go, what kind of service we want to do.
好，第一，你有没有发现自己的属灵恩赐？
Have you found your spiritual gifts?
有多少人清楚，大概清楚知道我的属灵恩赐是什么？
How many people know what your spiritual gifts?
请举手。好，大概才，我看大概是六分之一吧。换句话说，六分之五的人还不知道。
The one sixth of people here know what your spiritual gift, and the five sixth of people do not.
你一定要去发掘神给你，好，圣经上说圣灵就每个人给每个人都有恩赐的。
Holy Spirit has given all of us a spiritual gifts.
这个恩赐会导引你的目标。
And those spiritual gifts will direct your path.
所以你要去发掘。
And you need to discover.
有什么负担最触动你的心
？And what kind of passion do you have?
有的人是对贫穷的人。
And some people for maybe for poor people.
有的人是对小孩子。
And some people for children.
有的人是对这个政治有负担。
And some people maybe for politics.
有的人对医疗有负担。
And some people for healing.
什么负担最触动你的心
？What kind of burden that you have the most?
那另外你可以考虑有哪些才干你能为上帝所用
？And what kind of ability that God want to use you through those things?
那另外一个很大的考量就是你的个性适合做哪些事情
？And what kind of your personality will that to fit in the service?
我们去短宣的时候呢，我们教会以前
，When we do the short mission,
我们从早餐的吃饭当中啊
，And during the breakfast.
我们就知道谁适合做节目主持人。
And we know who will be the best person to be DJ.
谁不适合做节目主持人。
And who does not, is not good to be DJ.
这种个性什么外向什么内向马上看出来。
And extrovert, introvert, we can see immediately.
所以假如你是一个内向的人的话呢。
If you're introvert.
就不要尝试去做销售的工作。
And don't do sales job.
Yeah, 因为你实在做得不好。
You're not going to be.
因为你不太懂得结交人际关系。
Because you're not going to be very good with communicating.
好，了解自己的个性也非常重要。
Understanding your personality is very important.
当然，上帝是可以改变我们的。
But God can shape us.
但是要花很长一段时间。
But it will take a longer time.
还有就是你的经验如何可以用在你对上帝的服事当中。
Can you apply your life experience into the service?
好，我们考虑这些东西。
And so we will consider all those.
你就会发觉你的目标导向就越来越清楚了。
And so the goal and that will direct you to know where you're going.
好。 所以我们讲到第三个层次的修剪哈。
So after the third pruning.
第一个修剪就是外表的很清楚、很彻底的修掉。
The first process is the outwardly that how God want to prune us.
把我们很明显的不好的行为。
And the bad, the old self.
还不好的自私自利。
And those self-centered selfishness.
明显看得出来的。
And something very obvious.
上帝要把这些剪掉。
God want to prune it.
第二个修剪就是你的内心细微的修剪。
And secondly is our inner issues.
好，从我们罪性来的一些不好的。
So our natural sins.
不好的情绪。
And negative emotions.
不好的思想。
And negative thinking.
神要帮我们调整。
And God will readjust.
越来越多磨成像他的样子。
And will mold us like the himself.
第三个修剪呢？
The third pruning.
上帝要把一些不必要的事情从你的 生命当中修剪掉
and get rid of the entanglement of life.
让你朝向人生最重要的目标前进
and toward the goal.
那最后一个呢
the last one.
也是最让我心动的一个
and there's something is really kind of shocked me
最让我 moving 的一个 touching me 哈
touching
就是最后的整理把葡萄枝都连接在一起
and last step is binding all the branches together.
整个葡萄树长出来的枝子啊，是整体一个使命。
And all the branches together grow together, become a unified mission.
因为葡萄长出来很沉重啊。
And you understand that all the grapes, good grapes, are very, very heavy.
光靠一条枝子的力量是不够撑托它的。
Depending on one branch is not good enough.
你把所有的枝子串联在一起的时候
，When you connect all, binding all the branches together,
呀，它就可以把这个葡萄全部撑起来。
Then can support all the grapes.
这就是原主的目的。
And this is the purpose of the gardener.
他要很好的收获。
He wanted the maximum the harvest.
枝子不连在一起就承载不了他要的丰收。
And without the branches together, we'll not be able to support the cluster of the grapes.
这告诉我们什么呢
？So what does that tell us?
在服侍神的这个领域里面。
So when we're serving God in this field,
不是单枪匹马。
It's not a lone ranger.
也不是个人英雄主义
It's also not individual heroism
乃是团结是力量
Actually, it's a unity is a strength
我们彼此担当
Bear one's burden
相互同工
And work shoulder to shoulder
那这次教会连连续续有七个人受洗
And the last few months we have about seven people being baptized
当我看到我们弟兄姐妹如何一起为这些受洗人运作的时候
When I see all the people that who have worked together
我们怎么样一起结出这些果子的时候
How we bear those fruits together
我就看到这幅图画了
And I see this picture
因为在我们吃午饭的时候
And we had lunch, fellowship
大家都很敞开的跟来到教会新来的人交谈
We open our heart to share with the new people
好，大家平常也非常的关心这些人
We really care those new people
不管是来到主日崇拜或是上主日学
And then no matter if I come to the worship and also the Sunday school
我们都彼此寒暄
And then we will say hi to them
我们的传道人在讲台上给他们的证道
And when we, the minister, the pastors are preaching
让他们明白为什么要信仰耶稣基督
and to help them to understand why we do need believe in Jesus Christ
然后教会同工给他们上敬礼的课
and then we're giving the baptism class
或是一对一的跟进
and one-on-one follow up
然后最后施行敬礼的时候
and during the baptism ceremony
有准备受浸证书的
and there's a people prepare the certificate
有准备礼物的
andSomeone prepared the gifts.
有准备诗歌带领的。
And there's some people leading the songs.
有准备为他们施浸的。
And there are people help them to be baptized.
还有洗完之后
And after the baptism.
把这个白袍子拿回去洗的。
And there are people who take all those baptism robe to be washed.
就是因为我们这样子彼此担当结合在一起才承载出这么多的果子。
And because we all that to take a burden for each other, so we have the strength and the power.
最后把荣耀归于上帝。
And so we can be, God will be glorified.
使葡萄丰收。
To reap a great harvest.
好，所以在教会里面，特别是在教会的这个领域里面呢，团结非常重要。
And especially in your church, the unity is extremely important.
这个分工非常重要。
And the work separately and work together is extremely important.
这就是朝原主最大的效益前进。
And so we can see or reap the greatest harvest.
好，所以结论呢，就是上帝有目标的修剪我们，使我们多结果子。
So God has a special purpose to prune us so we can bear more fruit.
那修剪生命的过程。
During the process,
包括外在的修剪
and sometimes hourly,
包括内在的修剪
and inwardly,
包括目标性的修剪
purpose,
也包括整体使命性的修剪
special,
所以结果子的过程不单单是关乎个人的
and sometimes the process is not only to individual,
也是关乎整体的
it's also for the whole.
多结果子就是上帝得到荣耀
bear more fruit will glorify God.
我们也见证出我们是他的门徒
so we can witness that we are his disciples.
你愿意被上帝修剪吗
are you willing to be pruned by him?
你愿意被上帝使用吗
Are you willing to be, to use by him?
这就是我们怎么借着被上帝修剪
And during this pruning process,
借着耶稣基督的生命的榜样
So he's the example of his life.
我们有正面的回应
So we have positive response.
我们就可以朝着多结果子的方向走
So we're toward the direction of bear fruits.
让我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，借着我们这附近这么多的葡萄园，让我们再一次思想你在我们生命当中的工作。
Dear Lord, I just want to thank you so much through so many winery in this area that we can learn this lesson.
你不但要修剪我们外表的行为
，and besides, you want to prune us our the some of the old self.
你要更新我们里面的生命。
You want to renew our inner self.
你要导引我们人生的目标。
You want to direct our path.
你要我们结合在一起为你做见证
so, united together to, be, to testify you
结出丰硕的果实
so we'll have the best greatest harvest
求主使我们这些跟随你的人
and to help us those people who are willing to follow you
都接受你的修剪
to receive your pruning
让我们的生命更新
so our can renew our life
让我们多结果子来荣耀你
to bear more fruit to glorify you
我们祷告奉耶稣的名
we pray in Jesus name
Amen